The next category is really related to the hypnotic words, and I call this hypnotic themes. Hypnotic words themselves were just the individual words which are packed with hypnotic meaning. A hypnotic theme is taking that to a wider context, which is a general activity or an idea which has hypnotic characters built into it. What kind of activities do I mean? Well, you might be at the cinema, totally absorbed in the film that you're watching, going through the highs and lows, the emotional experiences of the characters. Perhaps you've been to the theatre and been so riveted by the drama unfolding on stage that you lost your own sense of awareness. Perhaps you've been a runner and noticed that when you're running, everything else seems to disappear and it's just you and the rhythm you're building. Perhaps you'd like to sit down and read a book at nights and enjoy the quiet as you get absorbed in the storyline and everything else around you seems to fade away. Notice that each one of these experiences, again, has the hypnotic elements, the four stages of the hypnotic protocol, built into it, but this time you have a wider experience. And this is really something which you've already discovered on the previous CD, on CD 5, on emotional triggers. Because when you give rich sensory descriptions of certain processes like lying on a beach or going hiking in the woods, what you're really doing is you're talking about a hypnotic theme. The more you talk about this hypnotic theme, the more someone's mind gets engaged in that theme, the more their neurology begins to activate all the right staging posts, the four stages of the hypnotic protocol, and a form of trance will begin to be activated. Now, these trances will not necessarily be the kind of things you've seen on stage or TV where people just slump over in their chair, although that can happen. Normally, there's a bit of social programming involved, which means people will remain open-eyed and at least smiling or nodding in some way, even though you'll notice that the eyes become a little bit more glassy, perhaps, the pupils will dilate slightly, their breathing will regulate, and all the other trance signals that you've started to spot ever since the signal recognition systems on CD2. So use hypnotic themes in all of your communications because they're very, very powerful things. They set the scene in a very powerful way for the rest of your conversational hypnosis skills to really make an impact.